Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Did you see us sneaking around the school?
You were very good, Freddy.
Cass was brilliant at half circles.
You both had a good lesson.
It's amazing, Mum. He knows exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, he seems to.
What about our figures of eight?
Wonderful.
Hi.
Hello, Sheila. That was good.
Yeah, wasn't it? Even Joanne was quite impressed.
Cass was so easy to ride.
Have you noticed Topper?
Yes.
He's just back from a hack.
We're going to say hello when we finish with Casper.
Can you do a bit more than that? Could you start untacking him if you've got time?
Oh, yeah. Mum?
That's fine.
Just the saddle.
Yes, of course.
I want Topper to be comfortable while I'm in the office.
I've helped Dad loads of times.
We've a problem with one of the liveries.
Oh?
Yeah, the owner claims he left cash for 6 months last time, but we've no record.
Oh.
I guess he spent it all on his hideous old motorbike.
Oh, yeah. We saw that coming in.
Thanks for helping, Freddy.
No worries, Aunt Shula.
Dad does know, Vicky.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it this morning.
And he was all right with it?
Now, if you put them on the landing for the moment, Roy.
OK.
And then they can go up in the loft later. But let's get the study empty first.
Blimey.
Oh, no. I tried moving them myself.
Oh, well, don't do anything like that.
Nah, that's why I gave up and rang you.
Well, Hayley would have come and all, but she's taken Abby to her friend's house.
I know.
Right.
Who would have thought they weigh so much?
Dad's certainly got enough of them.
First time I saw dairy magazines, felt tipped on the binders, I thought, aye, best steer clear of those. But they are about cows.
Well, there's thousands of them.
He needs to fix something on the bottler this afternoon. That's why he's not here.
Well, it's one less thing for him to worry about when he gets home.
Good boy, Top.
Freddy?
Yes, Mum?
That's not undoing the girth.
No.
Auntie Shula didn't ask you to fiddle with the stirrups.
Mum.
No.
But you don't know.
Yes, I do, and the answer is no.
Why not?
Why not? Well, for hundreds of reasons.
Only for a minute.
No, Freddy, Topper's far too big for you.
Daniel rides him.
Daniel's nearly 18.
Dad used to let me sit on him.
Yes, while he held the bridle. You didn't go anywhere.
But I'm much bigger now.
No.
Mum, you don't know what I'm doing. You've seen how good I am on Casper.
That's not the same thing.
Once around the arena, that's all.
Freddy, no.
Why not? Topper wants to. Don't you, Top? Look at him.
He's not ours anymore.
Auntie Shula won't mind.
Oh, how do you know?
She's asked me to untack him. She knows Topper trusts me. Don't you, boy? We get on so well, Mum.
Well, let's wait till she comes out again.
We always have done. Dad always talked about letting me ride on Topper one day. Please, just once around the arena.
Oh, all right. Just once.
Do you want me to...
No.
Oh.
It's all right, Vicky.
It's the angle of the door, isn't it?
I can get the legs round, but...
Go on. Nearly. Oh.
Hold on. Let's have another look from out here.
Well, we got the table in originally.
Yeah.
So it should come out. I mean, that's where the cot's going.
I'm just trying to remember how we did it when you moved in. I think it took two of us.
But... Oh, let me have another go.
No. It's all right. It's pretty heavy. You can't take chances.
Oh, I suppose not.
Well, Hayley will be back soon.
Oh, I'm being such a nuisance.
No, you're not.
But as soon as I woke up this morning, I knew today's the day. I've got to make a start.
She enjoys anything like this.
I hadn't realised she was so worried about Abby.
Oh, well, it's not worried, it's just, you know, it's Tuesday.
I'm sure Abby will love it, once she's got over any first day butterflies.
Oh, she looks so grown up in her uniform.
I love the little badge on the sweatshirt.
Well, at least if she does have a wobble at Loxley Barrett, me and Ailey are just around the corner.
She won't. She'll love it.
I hope so. Now, while we're thinking about the table, what about the lamp?
Oh, bring it out.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Dad? Is that you?
Roy.
Hello?
No, there's no need.
Can you come and help me shift the table?
No, I'm sure we can manage on our own. Freddy!
Did you see that?
No more jumps!
He didn't rush it, did he?
No.
He stayed in the trot, right up to it.
Yeah, it looked tremendous, but I don't want you jumping at all.
He's easy to ride.
All the same, no more jumps.
Mum, cross paws aren't a real jump.
That's as much as you're doing. We're going back to the yard now.
Oh!
Come on, you've had a lot more time than we agreed.
Okay, come on.
Freddy, what are you doing?
We'll go round to the gate this way.
You're pushing your luck, young man. Really pushing it. That's absolutely going to be your last jump. No! Freddy! Freddy, are you all right? Freddy! Freddy, are you all right? What have you done? No! No! Go away! Where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
Don't move him, Elizabeth.
No, darling, where does it hurt?
All over. Ah, there, Mum. It hurts so much.
Okay, shh. All right, Topper. Ah. Calm down.
Surely the horse is all right.
I want him safely out of the way. Go on, Topper. Go.
My neck's burning.
Shula, he's really hurt himself.
Yes, I know.
Topper just reared up.
I saw what happened. Move out of the way.
He landed with such a thud. It's all right. It's all right. You're going to be all right, Freddy. Is that where it hurts? Where you put your hand?
Yeah.
What is it?
Fetch Joanne to look after Topper. I'll call an ambulance.
I had a system in here, that's why.
You tried to be logical, Moy.
Logical? Everything's scattered around the landing.
No, well, that's my fault. I mean, the magazines are so heavy, I just dumped them.
I knew where everything was.
And you still will.
Oh,
come on, Dad. Some of those folders have got half an inch of dust on them.
I still refer to them. I have to keep me old accounts by law.
Yeah, well, we put those aside.
Anything essential, leave in our room, Mike, and the rest can go in the attic or the shed.
I mean, look at it.
Yeah, we'll sort it out in no time. You're one of us in the attic, the other passing up.
No thanks, Roy.
Look, an hour. Hour and a half tops.
It's all right.
Well, I don't mind staying.
It was good of you to come round, but... Just go home now. Me and Vicky will sort out what's happening. By ourselves.
Oh, are they keeping him in?
No, he's just nipped to the loo and then we can go.
What did the doctor say?
Well, you were right, Shula, it's his collarbone, a clean break. But they've x-rayed him and no head injuries.
Thank heavens.
Oh, so worried. The way he fell, it could have been anything.
Mm.
He landed with such a thump.
He should never have been on Topper.
Well, no.
I couldn't believe what was happening when I came out of the office.
Hi, I'm ready.
Oh, gosh. Well, you have been in the wars, haven't you?
Smart sling.
My shoulder's still really sore.
I know it is, darling.
Well, let's see if taking you home helps.
More tea, Mike?
No.
Can you?
Hmm? Oh. Yeah.
Thanks. I did ask you this morning.
Why did it have to be today?
The room's got to be cleared sometime. Mike.
Why? There's no rush.
I don't want to leave it till I can hardly move.
You're barely showing.
Well, what's the harm in starting now?
I don't like being pushed into things.
No one's pushing you, Mike.
No?
No.
I come home, my stuff's scattered all over.
Oh, it was just unfortunate. I hoped we'd be further on.
You shouldn't have started. We haven't worked out properly what we're going to do with that room yet.
Look, I know perfectly well what I'm doing, Mike. And I'd love your help.
Oh.
I really would. but I'm not going to pressure you. If I have to do it all by myself, I will.
Oh, I thought you went home when Mum came.
Is he settling down?
Yes, we found a better way to prop up the pillows.
Good.
Mum's telling him about some of the bumps and scrapes Auntie Christine had.
I was going to go, but I couldn't. Not yet.
Look, Shula, thanks for everything. You've been marvellous.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I won't be fobbed off.
It's been a difficult day for all of us.
Because of you. What were you thinking?
I didn't want it to happen.
Topper's far too big and powerful.
I know.
Well, then.
I told Freddy he couldn't ride him.
You were standing there watching him.
I didn't want him to. But then he said that Nigel had promised he could ride him one day.
Oh, come on.
All right.
One day, yes, but now? While he's still so young?
He just kept asking.
Oh, that's what children do. You should have said no.
It means so much to him, Shula. His father's horse.
Oh, stop making excuses. He could have been killed, Elizabeth. You're so lucky it's only his collarbone.
Have you any idea how awful it was for me watching?
Yes, I have.
Then you've no right to criticise me.
I've every right. Topper could have been hurt. Never mind what it'd do to the stables.
Doc!
And above everything else, Freddy is upstairs now in a great deal of pain.
You don't have to tell me.
Because you didn't have the common sense or guts to say no to your son. How on earth could you have been so stupid, Elizabeth?
Pasties, yes. Pies, first class. And stews, doesn't better than anybody.
Oh, flipping heck.
But curries is a different matter.
Oh, why do the poults have to mill around the ladder?
Curries don't come natural to York, Larry.
They all be fair. When she cooked it, she said it was out of her comfort zone.
Yeah, so was the rest of us as soon as we ate it, eh?
You've got to do something with the boar meat, Dad. Oh, hanging this lamp is a nightmare.
Should have done it before they got here, Eddie.
Are you still keeping an eye on George?
Yeah. He's having a whale of a time on the Tarzan swing.
Well, I'm glad someone's happy.
Even Edward and Emma won't touch no more. You think free food would be a godsend on their money?
Oh, how did I do it last year? Oh, shift yourselves.
Same as now. Tried to drop the lamp over the centre beam to give the poults a bit of warmth.
Yeah.
Found it wouldn't go. Ran a line to the wall instead and hung an off of that.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you pipe up earlier?
Well, I'm too busy watching George. He loves throwing himself around on that rope.
Right. Cable to hook on wall. Flip it over. Oh, get out of me way, you daft dog.
Yeah, surprises me turkeys ever found their way onto the ark.
Well, he loves that swing, doesn't he? Yeah.
Hadn't had much chance to use it lately. William's been taking him in the rest out so often.
Well... The fuss William still makes a nick.
Warms your heart to see them two together.
Oh, flippin' heck.
What?
Look at that.
Ah.
Oh, no point hanging a lamp till that's fixed, or there'll be no poults to keep warm.
Oi, I'm not skiving off, Freddy. I'm waiting for Hayley to finish work.
If you say so.
I thought I'd see how you're doing before we go.
Well, I'm okay, I think.
Shoulder's still hurting.
It's really sore.
You've got to take it easy for a few days.
It's so boring. I can't run around, can't do anything. Lils!
Busy!
Huh.
What do you want, Freddy? Anything I can do for you, mate?
Any chance of holding the mesh while I hammer it over the gap?
Yo, I couldn't watch George from over there. He's back on the rope.
Well, I suppose I'll manage. Yeah.
So, what do you make of that, then, eh? Bert Fry and Derek Fletcher both going in for bread making at the Flowering Produce.
Yeah, Bert will probably get Frieda to do it for
him. Ah, that's exactly what I said to him at the ball. He didn't like that.
No?
Yeah, well, he saw someone else there and all. Fallon's fixed up a so-called comedian to do a turn in a fortnight.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, he won't be no good. Not like the comics we used to get in Borsetshire before Jelly spoiled everything.
Eh?
Oh, Lord.
What?
Georgie's taking a tumble.
Oh, blimey, Clary will never forgive us.
Oh, no, we're all right, Eddie. He's picked himself up.
Yeah, you all right, George?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, look, not a whimper out of him. A proper little Grundy.
At last. Roy must have asked you about an hour ago, Lils.
And hey presto, here I am. With your stupid computer game.
What took you so long?
How about... I have a life?
Lils, I've been so bored up here.
It's your own stupid fault.
No, it isn't. I didn't want to break my collarbone.
Duh, then don't ride Daddy's horse.
I didn't spook Topper. A stupid motorbike did.
You've really upset Mum, you know.
It's not my fault.
Stop saying that.
You two!
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah? Like you were there and saw everything.
Freddy, Lily.
It must be brilliant having super sight, seeing all the way from here to the stables.
I can hear you on the stairs.
He didn't even thank me for finding his computer game.
That's quite enough, thank you. Come on, Lily. Eileen's serving up tea.
Freddy thinks he's a pharaoh giving everyone orders.
And we don't want it to go cold.
I'd tell him to bury you alive.
Freddy, you can have your tea up here tonight. I think Eileen's made a chocolate cake for us.
Dad?
Hold on.
Not another problem with the bottler.
Yeah.
I thought you sorted out yesterday, putting in the new bellows.
No, one of the hoses is leaking.
There's always something, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I hope that's fixed it.
I sent a couple of texts earlier. Did you pick them up?
Yeah, I was going to get back to you, Roy.
It's no big deal. Just wondered if you fancied a pint when you finished here.
To tell the truth, I ain't really in the mood for company.
No. Well, I picked that up yesterday. That's why I've come over.
I thought it was splendid.
White and dark chocolate icing, just for a normal tea. I wish you'd stop making such a fuss.
Well, if you ever have an accident, perhaps you'll need some fussing.
It only happened because Freddy was an idiot.
Lily.
Well, he was.
That's enough, thank you. Now, apart from the new gym shoes, what else do we need to buy tomorrow? You've got enough pens and pencils?
Millions.
And it's hockey again this term?
Unless Dina and I choose lacrosse.
Well, you should have enough tops already. We might need to look for another jumper, though.
Freddie's been going on all summer about rugby. How it's going to be great. But they only do it till half-term, so he won't get the chance.
Lily.
Then he'll moan and moan.
Will you please stop complaining about your brother?
He's such a pain, Mum.
Shush.
He'll be miles behind in everything when he does go back.
Then he'll just have to catch up, won't he?
But he won't. He'll come creeping to me to do his maths homework. And his science.
Stop it.
He will.
Stop. You're being unkind.
I'm just sick of everyone pretending he's a hero. He nearly did something horrible to us.
It was an accident, Lily.
We've had too many accidents already. I can't stand anymore.
I know, darling.
Freddy should grow up. He shouldn't have been on Topper.
If anyone's to blame, it's me.
You didn't make him do it.
It was my job to stop him. I could have done, but I didn't.
Why not?
Topper means so much to him. When they were trotting round, there's a look on Freddy's face and he was so like...
Oh, Mum.
It's all right, darling. That's life. Sometimes accidents just happen.
No, that's fair enough, Dad.
I ain't been rude.
That's all right. But I walked down here, so can you give me a lift back?
I wasn't planning on going home for a while.
Oh? Anything here that won't keep till tomorrow?
This and that.
I don't reckon if it's urgent, though.
No, maybe not.
Dad, I'm only being pushy, because... Well, I've seen this before.
Seen what?
Well, you. Closing in on yourself.
just because I won't go for a drink.
No, you won't answer the phone. I mean, you flared up with nothing yesterday.
I wasn't getting at you, Roy.
I know, but this is how it started, wasn't it?
What?
You cutting yourself off.
No.
Look, you won't talk to anyone. The next thing, you're so depressed, you can barely move out of the chair.
That's not what's happening.
Good. I won't let it.
It isn't what you think, Roy. Yeah, I am depressed.
I know.
But it isn't the wheels coming off. I've got every reason.
Oh?
The baby's got Down syndrome. Oh. That's why yesterday...
You sure?
Oh, yes. One test said we had quite a high chance, so Vicky had an amnio. I've been a bit off the last week or two.
No, that's okay.
That's what's been on our minds. The midwife rang last week. We had a long talk with Mr. Chalmers after that, the consultant.
Uh-huh.
He spelled it out. All the problems a baby with Down syndrome can have. What can go wrong later on.
Right.
Well, ever since then, I mean... They say it's probably a woman's age, but... What if...
What?
What if it's me, Roy? I'm a good bit older than Vicky.
It doesn't work like that, Dad.
I've seen it all my life in a herd. There's a right time for it. And then there's too late.
Well, have you and Vicky decided what you're going to do?
No. Well, she knows what she wants to do.
Yeah, but what about you?
Ask me now and in 5 minutes you'll get two different answers. Mostly, I just want to sit down with Vicky, nice and calm, and talk through all the possibilities.
Well, haven't you done that yet?
No, not really.
I mean, you've got to, Dad.
Oh, Roy, you saw her yesterday. In her head, she's got the study painted, new curtains on, and a cot in the corner.
Well, yeah, maybe that's her first reaction.
Her first and last.
Well, you won't know till you talk about it.
Roy, I know you're trying to be helpful, but... There's nothing you can say. I already told myself.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever I'm doing on the round in here, it just keeps clicking over and over. What if we do this or do that? We're running out of time. But Vicky won't talk. So I go back to the beginning and it all starts clicking round again.
Have you told anyone else yet?
No. Oh, I don't need 100 other opinions. I don't know my own yet.
Yes, fair enough.
I'm glad you know now. And I'd like Brenda... Could you...
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I was dreading telling her myself. She's been so happy for us. That I feel like I'm letting her down. Both of you.
Don't be daft, Dad.
Yeah, but don't tell no one else.
Of course not.
Apart from Ailey and Brenda will tell Tom. I can't ask you not to, but no one outside the family. Blabbing it round won't help.
No. I reckon the only thing that will...
Hmm?
Well, you've got to try and talking it through with Vicky.
There's no point.
Well, I know it's difficult.
She's made up her mind.
Look, if you don't do it soon, Dad, you're only going to make a bad situation an awful lot worse.
Go ahead, Kathy.
You don't mind?
I'll take as many as you like.
How come you've been roped into moving crates?
Oh, sheer bad luck.
It's only shifting a few carrots, Bren.
A few?
Just the ones for the veg boxes in the shop.
They do look nice, Tom.
They were in the ground this morning. The first of this year's main crop. And we're lucky to have them. What with the risk of disease and all that wet weather.
Well, you never know. They look great.
I really came because we're supposed to be going for a drink after work.
The sooner we finish...
Hang on!
Got it.
Okay.
Right, I think I'll have these.
Take a breather, Bren. I'll do the heavy lifting. You just shift them off the forklift.
Oh, cheers.
I'll try smuggling some into a beef goulash and hope Jamie doesn't notice.
Jamie's not a big carrot fan.
I'm going off them myself.
He isn't keen on any vegetables unless they're swamped in a sauce.
We went through a phase like that.
Yeah?
But he loves goulash. And since it's his first day back...
Oh, yeah. Oh, Abby started school this morning.
Oh, how did she get on?
Haven't heard yet. I know Phoebe had a few wobbles.
Well, yes, after a year away.
Kathy, does Jamie like pork stir-fry?
I'm not sure.
OK, suppose you're in a rush one day and you need to buy a ready meal.
Oh, if I know I'm going to be busy, I usually prepare something the night before.
What if you haven't had a chance?
Yeah, just imagine you've got to buy a ready meal. Say, pork stir-fry or sausage casserole.
Ah.
Which is better, chilled or frozen?
It's not fair putting it like that.
Pat said you've been talking about ready meals again.
Yeah, they've been on the back burner for months.
But now I've got time to get going again.
You want to take some samples to the South Borsetshire Food Fair?
Well, that's a good place to start.
So, come on, which is better, chilled or frozen?
From a consumer's point of view...
Chilled always sounds fresher.
Yes, thank you.
But frozen's much more practical. Longer shelf life, easier to store.
But I buy the chilled ones and freeze them.
Do you?
Oh, all right, but which do you actually prefer?
I prefer not taking sides. Then you can't get blamed for anything.
Okay.
But thanks for the carrots anyway.
Hope you enjoy them.
See you.
Bye.
She definitely seemed keener on chilled.
Oh.
Though, funnily enough, I'm starting to wonder. From a practical point of view, frozen is easier. I suppose if we do the marketing properly...
Where's my ring gone?
What?
My engagement ring.
Oh, I don't know.
I took it off so it wouldn't get dirty.
Where did you put it?
Next to the packing chute, but it's not there now.
Don't worry, it'll be here somewhere.
That's where Kathy got her carrots. Oh, do you think I'll have to get her back?
Brian, hang on. Look, slip behind the bags.
Oh.
Cool, no need to go all Gollum on me.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Just because Kathy disagreed with you.
She didn't disagree. Are you really changing your mind?
Oh, well.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I wonder what Roy wants.
Jamie? Jamie?
Oh, is tea ready?
It'll be another half hour yet.
Oh.
Well, that's why I came up. You've got time to make a start on your college work.
Well, I haven't got any.
Oh? What about ICT? I thought you were given a new assignment this morning.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it tonight.
Not even plan it out?
No. Oh, have you seen this, Mum? It's so wrong.
What is it?
Tug Fowler's got a gig at the ball, yeah?
Tug?
Fowler. He's massive. Mm. Really, really funny.
All right.
Well, I've already watched his videos on the computer.
Uh-huh.
But his website says you've got to be 18 to see him live in Ambridge.
Well, if he's at the ball.
Well, I texted Fallon. She says there's a strict age limit, so I can't go.
Oh, well, there you are.
But it's totally unfair.
Are you sure you only wanted a small white wine?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. And your dad hadn't said anything?
No.
I mean, you told me he seemed down the past few days.
I thought that was just work, covering for Harry.
He's copping for everything at the moment, isn't he?
No idea. Roy says not to tell anyone.
Oh, don't
not me. Even your mum and dad or Helen.
No, no, of course not. It's okay, I won't. I just feel so sorry for them. Having a child at that age is hard enough, but when it's got Downs, it's so sad.
Is it?
Well, yeah. Don't you think?
I don't know. When Roy first said it, yeah. But...
He's asking an awful lot, Bren. Especially at your dad's age.
I suppose so, but... Well, Dad wasn't always brilliant with me and Roy when we were young.
No, I know, you've said.
He admits it himself. He didn't know how to be a father sometimes.
Well, This isn't going to be any easier, is it?
Except, you know, when you see him now with Abby or Phoebe...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's great with them.
He's changed so much, Tom. He's much more open than he used to be. Ever since Mum died. And I have to admit, part of that is down to Vicky.
I guess so.
The more you ask of him now, the more he gives.
It's just... the baby will need so much extra help. Do you really think they'll cope?
I don't know. I think... maybe they'll do more than cope.
Oh?
Once they've got used to the idea and stop worrying, it could really work out for them.
Yeah?
Maybe. Yeah, I do think that.
How?
Well, up to now, Vicky and Dad have never had anything that was their own. Vicky's always had to fit in with us.
Mm-hmm.
This could really pull them together, make them an even better team. Sometimes that's what babies do.
Yeah. Yeah, good attitude. You could be right, Bren.
Oh, no wonder you were tetching, Marcy. You picked up so much gravel. Oh. Right, let's clean the rest.
Hi.
Hello, Elizabeth. This one, Marcy.
Is it a bad time to call in, Sheila?
No.
I was dropping Mum back and she's been over keeping Freddie company.
How is he?
Not too bad. He was up and about most of the morning.
Good.
Having massive games of battleships with Lewis. Think they've cleared the Atlantic.
Oh, that's it, Marcy.
He's being spoiled, really. Eileen's making all his favourite meals, though obviously he's still very sore.
Yes, well, that's hardly surprising.
No.
He is so lucky it was only a broken collarbone.
Yes.
He could easily have broken his neck.
I know.
Come on, Marcy. Last one.
Sheila.
If you're expecting an apology for what I said...
No, no, I'm not. That isn't why I'm here.
Are you going to pick out every last piece of carrot?
Yes.
Is Mrs. Corby taking all your English lessons this term?
I think so.
Well, you don't know?
No. Oh, that's better.
And you don't know if anyone's replaced Colin Jeffers?
No.
Well, I thought you'd find out today.
Well, I didn't ask. I haven't got English till Thursday.
Mm. Got any plans for this evening?
I don't know. I've got to ring Marty.
It did go all right today.
Yeah.
Well, you've been very quiet, Jamie.
I'm fine.
All your friends have come back?
Mm-hmm.
And what about Natalie? Did you see her?
Mum...
Well, I just wondered.
All Sunday night.
And most of Monday night as well. I was too angry to sleep properly.
With me?
No. Well, a little bit.
Why?
Because you asked Freddie to untack Topper.
Only to take his saddle off?
But that's what started it.
Oh, come on, Elizabeth. I know Freddie loves spending time with Topper. I didn't imagine for one second...
And it wasn't just you and the motorbike guy. I was absolutely furious with Nigel. Again.
With Nigel?
Yes. I get angry with him all the time.
Oh.
How am I supposed to bring up Freddie and Lily on my own? I'm hopeless at it.
No, you're not.
That's what it feels like sometimes.
So what do you think without the carrot?
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, is there any pudding, Mum?
There might be some ice cream left if you want to dig it out.
Maybe later. I'll go and fix my bike.
You sure you're not bothered?
No, why should I be?
Well, it would be perfectly natural.
It's fine. If Nat wants to hang out with some loser from the basketball team, go ahead.
Yeah, but it must have been a shock when she told
you. Well, I couldn't care less, Mum. In fact, I'm not bothered if I never speak to her again.
Oh,
after Lily went to bed yesterday. I stood in front of the mirror and got mad with myself.
What?
It's all right, I didn't shout. The children didn't hear me. I was so angry. I just stood there and called myself every name under the sun.
Oh, Elizabeth.
And I deserved it. I nearly let Freddy get killed.
No, no, you didn't.
And then I blame everyone else because I couldn't face the truth.
Now you're being too hard on yourself.
No, I'm not, Shula. Everything you said was true.
I was angry too.
It was all my fault. The minute Freddy asked, I should have said no and made that stick. No discussion.
It isn't always that easy. And Freddy's a natural risk taker.
Just like his father. Which is why I should have stopped him straight away. Shule has a look sometimes.
I've seen it.
He asked me something and I just melt. He's so... He really is Nigel's son.
Oh, Elizabeth, it must be so hard for you.
No, it isn't. Don't you make excuses for me. I know what I should have done. You were absolutely right. He could have broken his
neck. Yes, yes, but he didn't.
And you were so good when it happened. I didn't see. I was just angry. I'm so sorry, Shula.
Oh, shush. Don't be silly.
Stupid. I get it all wrong.
Elizabeth, we all make mistakes.
Forgive me.
Yes. Of course I do. You're my sister. You don't even have to ask.
Brenda?
Oh, blimey. Morning, Daryl.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to give you a shock.
That's okay.
I didn't realise you was out in your garden.
Only putting the rubbish out.
I wasn't bothering you, was I? Ilona says I always talk too loud on the mobile.
No.
It's just the girls were jabbering away over breakfast and telly blaring, so I come out to make a couple of calls.
Go ahead.
No, I've finished. I was just wondering if you heard.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, good. Yeah, not that it matters. There were only spec calls.
It's all right, you don't need to explain.
Okay.
So I'll just go in and finish my breakfast.
Yeah, except if you did catch anything.
No, I didn't.
I don't want you thinking I'm trying to get away from Amside.
Well, I wasn't thinking that.
See, everyone does it, you know, rings round, sees what else is going on.
Yeah, of course they do.
It don't mean anything. I don't want Matt thinking I'm going to jump ship.
Well, he's not going to hear about it from me.
No?
No. Amside's just a job as far as I'm concerned. I don't go snitching to him and Lillian.
Right.
It's none of my business.
Cheers, Brenda. You're a pal.
You take whatever chances you can.
This way, Oliver?
If you like.
It takes longer to reach the hide, but we'll probably see more as we go.
I didn't realise it'd be so quiet.
Arkwright's often deserted midweek. We'll probably have the hide to ourselves.
It was an excellent suggestion, Jim.
I don't know how much we'll see. The birds are a bit betwixt and between at the moment.
Plenty of those fellows still around.
Oh, yes. I like swallows.
Splendid, aren't they?
Swifts are deserters, always gone by mid-August. But swallows stick around to the bitter end of summer.
And what a summer.
Yes.
When are you off to Birmingham?
A week tomorrow, with Christine, Linda and Joe.
How do you rate our chances?
Oh, I hope we get some kind of award. The village really took to the heart of Britain in bloom.
Hello. What's that chap?
Where?
On the fence post.
Oh, only a buzzard.
Buzzard.
Waiting for things to warm up.
Rather cruel, calling it only a buzzard.
Well, you know what I mean. Will Grundy complains there are more of them than ever.
I must admit, I'd love to see something more exotic here one day. An osprey passing through, perhaps.
An osprey?
Refueling on his way south. There was one over Herrick's Lake last year, apparently.
I didn't know that.
Must be marvellous seeing such a beautiful bird snatch a fish from the water.
Yes, it is quite impressive. The first few times.
Oh, you've seen it?
Once or twice in Scotland, at Loch Garten.
How marvellous.
And plenty of times in Scandinavia, when I've been lecturing on cruises.
Uh-huh.
And in the States, of course. Some friends took me to Bryce. We had some marvellous views through a telescope. I got rather bored in the end. Though, if one passed through here, I certainly wouldn't look away.
I hadn't realised you were such an accomplished ornithologist, Jim.
There we go. Nice steady flow, Arthur. And easy to turn on and off.
That's much better.
Do you want to try it?
Oh, no need. You've done a good job. Joyce will be pleased when she gets back from the chiropodist.
Yeah, she said she'd been struggling with it.
Could barely turn it on.
I'll get rid of the old one for you.
Oh, thanks, Daryl.
And what about the bath taps? Do they need replacing as well?
No, they're all right.
You sure?
No, they work very well. Though don't tell your boss or he'll whip them out for somewhere else.
He's not that bad.
He never spends tuppence of a penny, he'll do.
He's having to be a bit careful at the moment.
You do surprise me.
He lost time in July getting scaffolding up on a couple of properties in Edgeley.
Because of the weather?
Yeah. It wasn't safe to get started, so a bad roof got worse, and the job's still not done.
Is that where you keep disappearing to?
One of the places. It's driving Matt mad. Money's pouring out instead of the rents flooding in. Did you manage to save any of your stamps?
Not really. The glue got damaged and they all started to peel off. I dried out the letters, though.
So sorry, Arthur.
Not your fault, lad. You can't help a dodgy pipe.
This is coming up nice.
Oh, don't worry. I'll clean up the basin.
That's all right.
Well, if I do that, I was hoping that you'd have time to look in the old cupboard.
Yeah, I'm going to. I want to see how it's drying out.
Well, you don't have to rush off this morning.
Nah. I want to check all the water damage before I go anywhere else.
Oh, it's left a good big stain on the ceiling.
I'll patch in some new plaster.
Please.
And I'll paint it up when it's dried. The old ceiling, not just the patch.
It won't come out of your own pocket, will it?
Oh, no. No, I'll make sure Amside cover the materials and labour.
Matt Crawford opening his wallet. That'll give a few moths heart attacks.
Well, I'll just make sure we're straight in here, then. Oh, hang on.
It's all right. I'll get the brew on, if you're staying.
Something set him off. The moorhen.
Oh, you mean the coot?
Oh, yes, of course, the coot.
White facial shield. Bald as a coot. Quite easy for you to remember.
I knew perfectly well it was a coot. I don't know why I said moorhen.
Lots of people muddle them up when they start bird watching.
Yeah, well, I'm hardly a beginner.
You spotted the shoveler by the island?
Yes.
Astonishing bill.
There's no long-term damage.
Well, we hope not. At least it's a clean break. He should heal up easily enough.
Well, you do at Freddy's age.
The doctors say it'll take about a month. A good while longer to get back to full strength.
I'll have to send a card from the hunt.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that. Shula's very keen that it doesn't put him off riding.
Ah, now.
Oh, gone down by the reeds.
Is that a widgeon?
No. We don't get widgeon here till late October, if we see them at all at Arkwright. It's a poachard. Male. Quite unmistakable. Usually.
If I'm a little rusty, Jim, it's because I've been busy with other things.
Oh?
Apart from Grey Gables, I've been trying my hand at bread making.
Ah.
And getting a lot of praise for my efforts, actually.
You're having a go at the flour and produce.
I was only experimenting, really. But the response has been so good that, yes, I think I will enter.
I've been wondering about putting my name down as well.
Have you?
I couldn't make my mind up. Oh, where's the pleasure in beating Derek Fletcher or Neville Booth at anything? But it had some spice if you're entering. As long as you can stand the competition.
I positively welcome it. I seem to have developed quite a flair for baking.
Really?
Well, so Caroline and a number of others tell me. Rest assured, it won't be me having sleepless nights about bread, Jim.
Ah, but do you have the wisdom of the ancients on your side?
Oh, I'm made up about that.
Strong enough for you?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's a church restoration.
Yeah, in Forsyth Magna. I don't really know that place.
Well, from Ambridge, you go through Waterley Cross and you turn right just before Averley Junction. Lovely route.
Oh, right.
Till they closed it down in the 80s.
Do you know the church there, St. Matthew's?
No, not really. It's the bus stops I remember mostly.
They're a big outfit. I never really expected them to call back.
I thought it might be the Führer ringing you.
Nah. Matt can go to voicemail if he calls now.
Well, that's one place for him.
The site manager wants to meet up on Saturday. Talk things through with me.
Maid of honour?
Oh, no thanks. It's not been that long since breakfast.
So, would this just be the odd day or two a week?
Oh, no. No, if they like me, I'm hoping it'll be a lot more than that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a massive job.
I see.
Yeah, it's full of Victorian woodwork. They need a specialist carpenter.
And you can do that, can you?
Oh, yeah, that's what I train for. Not to be a jack of all trades.
Huh. I expect the money's likely to be better as well.
Well, that's something we'll talk about on Saturday. It was a real long shot getting in touch. I nearly didn't bother.
Well, it won't be an unmixed blessing for us, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And the question is, what happens here, if you do hightail it?
Well, I'll definitely try and nip in again this week.
Well, it's going to take more than a few hours, Darrell. There's so much once putting right here.
Yeah, I know.
And now you've started, I don't want to let Matt Crawford off the hook.
No, you mustn't.
If you do disappear, has he got anyone as good as you to finish off all these jobs?
I think I will. I want to Joyce's cakes.
No, not at all, Brenda. Come in.
You sure?
Oh, if you don't mind me not getting up.
Don't be silly, Vicky.
I've only done 3 hours and I'm shattered.
You just got in from work?
Yeah, first day back in over a week. I'm having a little sit-down before I go out again.
Have you got to go out?
I'm picking up Abby. She's mornings only the first few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Sit down, love.
Oh, I'm only snatching a few minutes from my lunch hour.
You're making me tired watching you.
All right. How did you get on?
Dreadful. My first amalgam mix was as runny as rainwater. I had to throw it away.
I've been thinking about you all morning.
Oh, that's sweet. And I've been worrying about Phoebe. Mind you, she seemed to do all right at school
Roy's
yesterday.
Roy's told me about the baby having Downs.
Oh.
We had a long chat last night.
I wondered. Wasn't sure if your father had spoken to you.
I wanted you to know, whatever you decide, me and Roy will support you 100%.
Oh, Brenda. That's lovely.
I mean it, Vicky.
Because I want to go ahead.
Roy said. And if that's what you decide, we'll do whatever we can. Whatever you need us to do.
Thank you.
Oh, Vicky.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just being silly. It's just so nice to hear that.
Well, I wanted you to know.
Oh, my moods have been all over this morning. It's a wonder I didn't stick the suction hose up someone's nose. I couldn't concentrate.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Oh, Brenda. I never knew how much I wanted to be a mum.
I know. And you'll be a good one.
That's what I keep hoping. Sometimes I go hours not worrying. It's just the way it is. Something I'll deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then this terrible panic hits me right in the chest and I'm certain I'll never manage.
You will.
Not on my own. Normally your dad puts everything in proportion for me.
Yeah, I know.
But not this time, Brenda. You don't seem able to...
Sometimes when something big hits him, and this is pretty big,
oh, yeah.
It takes him a while to think things through.
He hasn't said anything about it for days.
He will do.
Will he?
When he's ready.
Oh, Brenda. I don't think he ever will be.
I was hoping to make some progress in Wormit before the light goes. But if you're having problems, David...
But I won't take a minute.
Oh, it's okay. I'm happy to help.
Every time we get near the milk bar, the others barge her out.
She doesn't look very assertive.
Oh, she was only born 2 days ago. Just weaned.
Do you want me to act as bouncer?
Oh, please, Adam, if you can keep the others off.
Sure.
I'll smear some milk on the teat.
You've got a good lot of calves this year.
Oh, yeah, we're in full swing on the dairy side. There you go. And we've had our first Hereford this morning.
Oh,
how charming.
Oh, perfect.
Coaxing the young to look after themselves.
Linda.
Oh, don't worry, I won't bring Scruff too close. Hello, Adam.
Evening, Linda.
This one's rather nervous, that's all.
No, it's all right. Scruff's much more responsible with livestock now he's older. Aren't you, boy? You don't mind me cutting through, David?
No, of course not.
We've been all the way to the top of Lakey Hill, haven't we?
Ready to give it a go?
Yeah.
While I'm passing, do either of you know anything about the oak at the end of Manorfield Close?
Manorfield Close.
I don't think so.
Only I heard in the shop that the wards want a substantial crown reduction. I have a feeling there's a TPO on it.
No, sorry, Linda, I haven't heard anything.
Somehow it's passed me by as well.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll ask Jim if anything's come to the parish council. Come along, Scruff.
Bye, then.
Bye.
See you. Right, start again.
Oh, come on, out of the way.
In you go.
No.
Come on. See what's on it, eh? Tastes good. Go on. Oh.
You may need to draw a diagram.
You're out of luck, I'm afraid, Pavel. Adam's not home yet. Well, I mean, he won't be home for a good while.
That's a pity.
Is it strawberry business? Or?
No, it's not strawberries. I'm sick of strawberries.
Well, is something wrong?
Yes, very wrong.
Well, can I help?
Well, maybe. It's a crisis, Ian.
Hey, all right, come on, in a second. What's the matter?
I'm going out of my mind. With boredom.
Oh, right.
As soon as we stop work, Felix says, come and play five-a-side. Gustav's playing football. Lev's playing football.
Not your thing, eh?
I go to Kazaa. What's she doing? Going to watch rom-coms with Elena. I hate rom-coms.
Not so keen myself.
That's nothing to do. I'm going mad. I have to get away from the caravan.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you don't mind hanging on, why not wait till Adam comes back and eat with us?
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that is very kind.
Nah, it's fine. I'm about to make a start, but I mean, it won't be anything special.
Anything that isn't five-a-side is special.
Okay, shut the door, come through.
Thank you.
How about a glass of wine while we're waiting?
No, I don't think so.
You know which oak I mean, Mike?
Bottom of Manorfield, side the wards.
That's it? And I can't get hold of Jim, so I thought as tree warden you might have some...
There's never been a protection order on that one, not as far as I know.
Oh.
Sure you weren't thinking of the one back of Holler Tree?
Ah.
Well, you can see it over the fences in Manorfield. Now, that has got some age on it.
Ah, yes, perhaps you're right.
Well, and a TPO. Oh, no, I got it.
Perhaps I have muddled them up. I'm so sorry to disturb you for nothing.
That's all right.
I'll let you finish fixing your rain barrel. I might look in on Vicky for a moment.
She ain't here.
Oh.
She's taking Abby to feed the ducks before it's too dark.
Ah. She's going to make such a wonderful mother, Mike. I know the pair of you are facing some extra challenges now, but together, you and Vicky will be more than a match for them. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
Thanks for this. Saves me the walk down.
Oh, you're lucky I spotted you.
How'd you get on up in Wormits?
I've finished.
Oh, good.
Yeah, gotta seize the time when I can, after the summer we've had.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than being caught too late.
Yeah.
And I had hoped to get into Burntland, but after being hijacked to feed calves when I got here...
I thought she'd never get the hang of it.
No, not the brightest in the bunch.
No. Well, at least you got there in the end.
Just about. Oh, made me glad I'm staying well away from our dairy.
Oh, I saw a string of lorries heading toward Valley Farm earlier.
Yeah. Ryan says they've begun the footings.
Right.
And got going on the AD unit.
Yeah, I thought so.
I was looking over the plans last night. The anaerobic digester's the one part I do buy into.
Yeah?
Yeah, even with the tariff cuts. Yeah, the figures look pretty good.
Well, ADs have got a lot going for them.
It's going to produce a lot more power than we need there.
For the dairy?
Yeah, and accommodation.
Very nice. If the rest's going into the grid.
We should get a decent return. Though I still think Brian's missed a trick.
How?
Well, not covering the whole thing in solar panels.
Ha!
We haven't seen the sun half this year.
But they still work. Anyway, I'm thinking long term.
Well, maybe.
The more you control your energy, the less you get mucked about.
Can you drop me here?
Yeah, okay.
I'll take a last look at the cars before I go in.
Is it all right to leave this in the yard?
Yeah, of course. Are you heading straight home?
I've got to get back to our workshop first.
What, this late?
I promised Jeff I'd look at the starter on the quad. Been putting it off all week, so be a good while before I get supper.
I've left it keeping warm in the oven.
Why, it smells great.
Do you want a top up?
Please, yes. It's very nice wine.
Yeah, it should be perfect with a lamb.
Where's your glass?
I haven't got one.
Why? You finished the cooking? You deserve a drink.
Do you know what? You're right. I do.
It must be hard to cook with all those phone calls.
Oh, God, that was mad. It was Bert Fry, Oliver Sterling, Neville Booth, one after the other.
You're a very popular guy.
No, I'm not. All they wanted are tips and bacon bread.
I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Am I sweaty? Do I smell bad after work?
No.
You sit so far away. It makes it harder for me to hear what you say.
Oh, right. Well, well, it's a good job then. Oh, I suppose my accent doesn't help sometimes.
Yeah, it's a very nice accent. You speak very well.
Thanks. Here, cheers.
Cheers. Why do they ask about bread?
Well, because they're going in for a competition. Have you heard of the Flour and Produce?
Oh, yes. Adam's mother talks about it all the time.
Yeah, but I can't help them. I'm the judge of the men's bread baking. I have to stay out of it.
Maybe they aren't interested in the bread.
Sorry?
Well, maybe it's you. They find you attractive.
Neville Booth, don't be daft.
It's true. You're a very attractive guy.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Have I used a bad word?
No.
I like guys who make things, who are creative. It's sexy.
Oh, yes, nice of you to say so, but hey. Well, stop.
Sit down, Ian.
That's out of line.
For fun. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, maybe not to
Come
you,
on.
But it does to me.
Why not?
No.
All right. We just sit and talk.
No. I mean, it's very nice of you, but I mean, I don't want you getting the wrong idea, so perhaps it's best if you just finish your drink, then go.
Why her? Out of everyone?
Mike.
We agreed, Vicky. No one outside the family.
Yes, I know.
Then you go blabbing to Linda Snell.
Oh, I didn't plan to.
The whole flaming village will know by now.
No, they won't.
Well, of course they will. Juicy piece of gossip like that. She'll love spreading it
Linda's
round.
Linda's not like that. She's a very good friend. And a real support.
That's what family's for.
Yes, it is. And Roy and Brenda have been marvellous, but...
What? Oh, no. Don't turn this back on me.
I'm not, Mike. But you're being so unreasonable.
I'm being unreasonable?
I move a table and a few magazines and, well, you fly off the handle.
You cleared the study.
I told you I was going to.
Yes, you were going to. Whatever I thought.
And now I can't even have a friend.
I'm not saying that.
Well, I don't know what you are saying, Mike, because you're not talking to me.
Oh, I'm not talking because you're not listening. You won't listen to me. You've already made your mind up.
I don't have a choice. Do you want a cup of tea?
No. I'm going to sort out the new orders.
There you go. Lamb shank and red sauce.
Looks great.
We'll go and tuck in. There's plenty. I made enough for Pavel as well.
Why didn't he stay?
Because I suggested he head off.
What happened?
It was a scream. Hey, am I having any of the Zinfandel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said he only came round because he was bored.
It wasn't to see me?
He just wanted to get away from the farm, apparently.
Yeah.
Cheers.
So what happened?
He came in. Sat in the living room while I got going on this. Come on, Adam, don't let it go cold.
Oh, no.
I want you to enjoy it. I made an extra effort when I thought we had a guest.
What went wrong? Did he say something?
It was so funny.
What?
Oh. He kept coming in and out of the kitchen. He gave that first bottle some hammering.
He got drunk?
No. No, not drunk, just a bit sparky. He's an entertaining lad.
Uh-huh.
Well, are you not hungry?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I thought you'd be starved.
No. This is good. Mm.
Yeah, then he decided to listen to some music, and when I went through to the living room, he asked me to sit next to him.
What?
Mm. Because it was easier to understand what I was saying. He's got all the patter.
Has he?
And then a bit of chat, you know. I'm attractive, I'm sexy.
No.
And before you know it, bang, hand on the thigh, and in for the big kiss.
You're not serious.
I couldn't believe it.
Wait, it wasn't a joke?
Well, thanks for the boost to my self-image.
No, I didn't mean...
No, it's okay, Adam. I'm as surprised as you. There must be the lack of competition in Ambridge.
What the hell was he playing at?
Oh, come on. I mean, it's no big deal, a young lad trying it on. I suppose he should be flattered.
All the same, it shouldn't have happened.
Hey. Look, you don't think for one second I was tempted?
No.
Of course I wasn't. I mean, why would I want a quick fumble with a silly kid like Pavel? Not when I've got you, Adam.
Tell them they'll have their money for the plasterboard and frames next week.
Okay.
End of next week. Or start of the week after.
Matt.
What are they going to do if we're a few days late?
Stop supplying us?
Oh, yeah, they're really spoilt for customers at the moment. They'll just have to wait till we've got it.
All right.
What are you doing after that, Brenda?
You told me to look into Rodway's before I go to Felpsham.
Yeah, there's a couple of other things you can do for me first.
Hi, Bren.
Hi.
Oh.
Morning, Daryl.
Hi, Matt. You're early.
Yes, aren't I?
I've only come to drop off my hours.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
That's with the extra time in Edgeley. Same as for Danny.
It's okay, I know about that.
Right then.
Yeah, don't rush off. Close the door.
Oh, okay.
It's always nice to see a familiar face, especially when we haven't run into each other for a while.
We seem to keep missing, don't we?
Yeah, funny, isn't it? I go to voicemail, you reply outside office hours. When I text, I get the shortest answers in history.
It's been that kind of week.
I nearly sent a carrier pigeon, but I was afraid you'd gone feral and might eat it.
What do you want, Matt?
You'll find out in a minute, won't you? After I finish talking to my office manager.
Now?
Yes. Now, Pavel.
But I'm going to get more crates.
That can wait.
Felix and Kazar don't have any empty ones for the strawberries.
Someone else can get them.
Why not say what you want to say here, Adam?
Because we are going to the office. Right now, if you don't mind.
You want to know how quickly residential's moving in Hollerton?
Yeah, it doesn't look great on the net, but you never know what's coming up.
So find out what sales they've got bubbling under.
Yeah, but do it like you're making conversation. I don't want them sniffing blood.
Matt.
What?
Danny's waiting in the van.
Well, I hope you left the window open and a bowl of water.
I said I'd only be a minute.
He'll cope. He's good at sitting on his backside doing nothing.
We're almost finished.
And last thing. Can you get this to Howell Simmons?
Yeah. What is it?
Bundle of counterfeit fivers off the press.
Matt.
It's a hideous pink golf sweater. He left it in the boot on Sunday. It scorches my eyeballs every time I see it.
And where does he live again? Little Croxley?
Yeah, just drop it off at the Body Works. He's there most days.
Oh, at Sawyer's?
Yeah, that's the one.
Simmons Auto Services, 2 units in.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Brenda.
Okay, well, I'll get cracking.
You're an absolute angel. Couldn't run this place without you.
I'll tell Danny what's happening.
Oh, thanks, Bren.
All right, see ya.
Now, are the floorboards up yet? To check there aren't going to be any more leaks?
No.
What?
Well, I've been too busy cutting the rot out of the roof trusses.
Not in Edgeley and Victoria Terrace, those floorboards.
Well, they're not either.
Why not?
I haven't had time, Matt.
No? Where's she put your timesheet?
I was there for a morning on Wednesday.
Yeah?
And I looked in yesterday.
Yeah, Hollerton, Thursday, 3 hours. That's quite a long look.
Yeah, there was more of their ceiling to cut out than I realised. Chunks could have dropped off at any time.
7 hours all told and not one floorboard up yet.
No.
Why not?
I was going to start yesterday and then I thought, well, Matt won't thank me.
What?
Because there's no way I'd get further than taking them up.
You can leave them up over the weekend.
Oh, I couldn't, Matt. It'd be like sticking Arthur and Joyce in the middle of a minefield.
There'd be some minor inconvenience.
Minor inconvenience?
They'd just have to be careful.
It's odds on. One of them would slip and break a leg. And you're not that kind of landlord, are you, Matt? You don't want to hurt them, do you?
No, of course not.
That's what I thought. That's why I'm leaving the floorboards down this week.
Why are you so angry? Nothing happened.
You wanted it to.
Yes, I did. But Ian said no, so no. I drank my wine and came back.
You should never have gone round.
Why not?
You know perfectly well.
You're afraid I'd say something to Ian about us.
No.
I didn't say anything.
You tried to get off with him.
Adam, do what little Rory says. Chill.
You did, didn't you?
Why not?
He's my partner.
But things aren't good between you.
What?
Or maybe they're very good, so you don't mind.
What are you talking about?
You go to bed with me. So you and Ian aren't perfect.
I made a mistake.
Well, now you don't like me. Maybe he wants to make a mistake too.
Is that why you went round? Did you get it all planned?
No! I go to your house because I was bored. But I see Ian likes me, so
look,
I thought maybe...
Look, there's an awfully big difference between liking someone and wanting to have sex with them. Yeah?
Sometimes, yes. But Ian was interested.
No. No, he wasn't.
No? Oh, he liked the kiss.
What?
It was nice.
No. No, no, he didn't. No, as soon as he knew what you meant, he pulled away.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe only I enjoyed the kiss.
You were taking advantage of his kindness.
Adam, chill. Really, I don't want to put Ian in my bag and take him back to Poland with me. I just want to have some fun while I'm here and it's still easy.
Yeah, not with him.
No? You don't like me anymore. Why mustn't I try elsewhere?
You sure, Mike?
That's all right.
Oh, I must be losing my touch. I backed her into the pen easily enough, and as soon as I went to put the tag back in, off she goes.
You get her in here, Neil. I'll put the hurdle across.
But, I was going to wait for Susan to get home, but then I saw you going past. So...
Oh, I don't mind. I'm as well off doing this as anything else.
Okay. Do you want to get round behind her?
Yeah.
Come on, you beauty. Ah, good girl. What have I got for you, eh? That's it. Oh, you're good and hungry, aren't you? Mike?
Got it.
No, never mind that. You just tuck in. You like having your ear stroked, don't you?
You still need me?
No, just till I... That's it. You hardly noticed, did you? Eh?
Want me to shift it again?
Yeah, you can do. You know what I was just thinking?
Pigs are awkward animals?
No. The way she's hoovering up the feed.
What?
Well, there was this one time Susan helped me with the pigs years ago when she was carrying Christopher.
Yeah?
Oh, I can't remember what we were doing, but I caught her staring at the pig nuts like she was dying to eat one.
Really?
She didn't want to admit it, but she told me afterwards she had a real fancy for them.
Oh.
Must be the minerals, I suppose. Your Vicky being anything like that?
No.
No funny little cravings?
No, we ain't been laughing that much, actually.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Lord, Mike, she hasn't lost it, has she?
Two cappuccinos.
Ah, thanks. Did you give it back to him?
Yeah. This is from their coffee maker, Tom, not yours.
Oh.
It was a small thank you. Though Matt was right.
Hmm?
It was hideous. Candy floss pink.
Hmm. At least it gave you an excuse to drop by.
And you an excuse to stop working.
Ah, oh, it's been pretty full on this morning.
You got poor Morris slaving away next door.
We're making an extra batch of spicy for Underwood's local foods promotion.
What was he singing when I came in?
Oh, 4A's Requiem. He went to a concert last night.
Oh.
I tried picking his brains about kitchens earlier, but he can't think of anywhere either.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
Oh, you come up with somewhere.
How many sample meals do you want for the food fair?
Let's say 20 or 25 each recipe.
So we're talking somewhere between 80 and 100 meals?
About that. Too many to do at Bridge Farm.
Well, yeah, with your mum and Helen always so busy in the kitchen.
I mean, we could put it out to Borchester Food Services, but...
No, they'll charge the earth.
And it won't have the home-cooked feel I'm after.
Aye.
I'd say try ourselves at home, but in our kitchen?
Number one's not exactly set up for mass catering, is it?
Yet another disadvantage of renting.
Oh, I quite like renting.
You can never do what you want with the house, though.
Yeah, but you don't have all the hassle either. Burst pipes, stinky drains.
Tiny kitchens.
And I love being in the middle of the village.
Yeah, but you'll like it even better when we put up our own house.
Oh, it's only a dream, Tom.
No, it isn't. We'll raise a loan and start from scratch. Anywhere we like on Bridge Farm. Or do what Borchester Land wanted.
Hmm?
Convert the pack house. Either way, we'll end up with a fantastic place of our own. With a real state-of-the-art professional kitchen.
Yeah, one day, Tom. But in the meantime...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If we want to afford anything, we'd better get back to work.
It must have been such a shock for both of you.
Oh, I can't tell you, Neil. Waiting for the midwife to ring last week. One of the worst days of my life.
Mm. That's the hardest thing of all, isn't it? Not knowing.
Since then... every day's got worse. Like a big black cloud's come down over both of us, and I can't see a way through.
Who's Vicky taking it?
That's what's breaking my heart.
Huh?
She was so happy when she found out she were carrying a... she thought she'd never have the chance to be a mother. This was like winning the lottery. Until we found out she were one number short.
Is that how she sees it?
She wants to go ahead.
What about you?
I keep wondering whether it'd be better if we didn't see things through.
Is that what you want?
I don't know. But I feel so bad about it.
If you feel so bad about something, Mike, then maybe it isn't the right thing to do.
All I want to do is hold her and hold her, make things good between us again, instead of fighting.
It must be so difficult.
When she had the amnio, she didn't really want to do it, because there was an outside chance she'd miscarry. I wonder if... I mean, I wouldn't put her through it for all the world. Of course I wouldn't, but... if she had lost it then... there's so many things can go wrong. What's worse, Neil? Going through all that pain now? Or saving it up? Maybe an awful lot worse for the future.
I can't answer that, Mike.
No.
No one else knows what's right for you and Vicky.
I don't see how we'll cope.
But whatever the two of you decide, you can call on me and Susan any time.
Yeah.
You've got your children. All of your friends. You do know you're not facing this alone, don't you?